from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it.
Tell me.
I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
On Gateway today? I think they can. Yeah, I think they can. Anyways, that's not the necessarily overwhelming theme, but there is a mark on the calendar we may want to know. Is it going to be as frenzied and chaotic as the media with their constant drumbeat on this insist it will be? We'll find out. 615-844-5600. That is the call text option line. I do accentuate the text angle of that number, 615-844-5600. That is your conduit. Text that line. Now, if you're on social media and you're happy, there, stay there. Yeah, I'm not asking you to move. I'm just giving folks who feel like they do not have a conduit to the show a mechanism. It's called texting. It's right there in front of you. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. Email the show BillIsKing7@gmail.com. It's Monday, no guesting. Oh, no, no, no. That is not a rule that we tamper with. We do not move that rule around. Monday is for no guesting. It is for us. It is for long form extemporaneously expressing our thoughts and opinions. That's what Monday is for. Doesn't matter whether it's the playing portion or the non-playing portion. Does not matter. That's the way we do things on a Monday. Balls of Steel, Hour 3. Yeah, hold those. Do not post those early. And I don't say that in a rude way. I do not mean to sound rude when I say that. But what happens is it gets lost. The timeline lengthens throughout the show. Let's say on Twitter. And I lose track of it. And then you're wondering how come my nomination didn't get on the air. Bill, you're skipping me. No, I'm not skipping you. I do not mean to do that. But if it gets lost on the timeline, you got to understand there's a million things going through my head during this show, about this show. But my brain is always working in a million directions during the show. And a nice, clean, let's start hour three with your nominations keeps it more simple for me so I don't get scattered throughout the morning. All right, let's get going. I Folks, for Saturday, I had good intentions. I did. I was going to watch baseball, football, and I did, but the football, I didn't pay a lot of attention to. I just didn't. I don't like fake football. As the years progress, I sour to spring games more and more. I just do. Now, I saw where Brad said that the Buckeyes have a problem. The quarterback, they clearly do not have a starting quarterback. And, again, Brad's a good friend. Brad's with us every Friday, hour three. He actually was at the Buckeye spring game. I don't know that I'm ready to go there. I'm not going to make any personal definitive analysis based on spring ball. I've witnessed this for decades now. Many, many decades. And spring ball final analysis is a big mistake. Now, it might turn out that we get to the season, and this Buckeye team is obviously very gifted, and maybe there isn't a star quarterback. That might be the case, but I'm not willing to go there based on spring analysis or a spring game. I'm not going to do it. I am not going to do it. I'm going to wait. Let's get into the August practice. Again, remember we put the word camp on the verboten list, even though I do make the mistake of using that term some. But let's get on into August practice and then into the playing portion before we start finalizing opinions on somebody's quarterback situation. Right? I don't need to see Carson Beck to know what he's capable of doing. I don't need to see that, right? I don't think I need to see Nico. Now, Nico's only started one game. I think he's so incredibly gifted, I'm not real worried about it, right? And they had their spring game. But I just, folks, if you're looking for a bunch of spring game notations, I'm not your guy. Because spring football, meaning a game, is fake football. It is not a replica of what your team is. It's not what it's going to look like when your team plays a game. I want to see Notre Dame and Texas A&M in the opener play. That's when I start making decisions on this and that. I want to see Florida and Miami play. I want to see Clemson and Georgia get after it. I want to see Florida State and Georgia Tech in Dublin, Ireland. I'm not going to be there, but I want to see the game. That's what I want to see before I start getting into this guy did this. He must be this in a spring game. Huge calculation error there if you're going to go there. Kentucky had their Mark Pope press conference at Rupp Arena, and it was filled. Something like 22,000 were there. And the Kentucky fans, and I told you this, and it's not a critique. When I want to be critical, I'll do it. And I won't give you any caution. But I'm not being critical. I told you that overwhelmingly the Kentucky fan base would turn in his favor. Early on, they wanted a bigger splash, a bigger name, even though they know him because he played there. And he was part of a national championship. And he started. He was a good player. Good player. I told you that overwhelmingly they would support him. Again, not a critique. I'm not saying these guys are all idiots. You should never support him. He's not going to win. I'm not saying that. May come off that way. I'm not saying that. But fans of any team, any sport, are wired from birth to want to believe. It's not a hard sell. It's not a hard sell, y'all. You want to believe. Mark Pope, and people are saying this is the most incredible press conference they've ever seen. 22,000 there. Apparently, folks reportedly got turned away. Couldn't even get in there. And he walked out there, and people went nuts, and he said all the right things, and good for him. Again, I'm complimenting this. None of that matters. It may make everybody feel good right now. It may have everybody fired up, and from what I can tell, Big Blue Nation is incredibly fired up. Good for them. I'm glad they're happy. That won't have anything to do with the future. That press conference has nothing to do with the outcome on a basketball court. It just is a feel-good, he's my guy, I can't believe how good he was at the podium, I can't believe how much he loves the Big Blue, and let's go. I'm on his team. How many times have you read on social media, yeah, I was a little skeptical, man, now I'm fired up. I've seen that a million times, folks. Again, all the experience I have with this. Fans are wired to believe. Unless you're the Cosby Cattleman. There's one rare exception there. Unless you're the Cosby Cattleman, you're wired to believe. He is your guy. He's speaking about your love, your team. You want to believe. You do not want to be a skeptic. Mark Pope's got to go out and assemble a roster. Now he's doing it for Kentucky, which is a monster brand to go out and sell. Shouldn't be a problem. But is he going to recruit big name difference makers and try and do it like Tubby did, which is overachieve? Tubby inherited that 98 team that won the national championship. After that, Tubby didn't want to go out and work hard in recruiting. That's not his thing. Tubby was a fantastic on the court coach, but not a assembler of personnel. And it hurt him. For example, his kid being the point guard of the team. Terrible. Terrible. Mark Pope, I hope he understands the level that you have to go out and assemble for Kentucky. Now, what happened under Coach Cal was he ran out of fuel to feed the monster. Coach Cal at some point, and probably at the end of 2019, couldn't keep feeding the monster, even with ridiculous recruiting classes, top ranked, the monster just couldn't be fed. He ran out of food. That's how big that job is. We'll get the break. Balls of Steel, hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're trying to clean up this accident downtown, 40 westbound on that off-ramp there to Broadway. Traffic's on the increase already. 24 coming up through the Hickory Hollow area in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It looks good right now through the Mount Julian area. Just watch for some radar this morning out in that section of Wilson County on I-40. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a 7th straight division title is officially on.
Stretching the pitch. Swung on, lifted left field. That might get out of here. That's in the bullpen. Home run, Sean Murphy.
Tonight, it's a big American League matchup from Minute Maid Park in Houston as Michael Harris and the Braves take on the Houston Astros.
Pregame coverage begins at 6:55 p.m. live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
I feel like Notre Dame's at a prom date that doesn't put out on prom night. You know, they tend to tease you all year long, get you, take you to prom, and then don't do nothing. Just like in big bowl games, BCS games, playoff games. Notre Dame's good all season long until it gets to the big show.
Also, one of my pet peeves of the many. Irish Bill brings something up here, and it stimulated my pet peeve thoughts here. Irish Bill on the Emerald Coast, where commitments will be spring commitments in about 2.5 weeks. 2 weeks from this Thursday. He says, hiring one of your own does not always guarantee success. Look at Indiana. They hired Mike Woodson. Hasn't worked out so far. Let me reiterate. This is not me bashing Mark Pope. I'm open-minded. I think they could have gone and hired better, at least for the moment. Like my boy Bruce. Yes, I'm biased. Yes, I am absolutely biased there, but this is not me predicting a dire time for Kentucky, but one of the most overrated sales pitches for a coach is he's one of us. That is the most overrated, ridiculous reasons to hire somebody in the history of mankind. You think Nick Saban went to Alabama? Think Nick Saban knew anything about that campus before he got there? He probably did some pro days there in the past. But, again, that's an extreme example. Nick's the best that ever did it. Kirby Smart went to Georgia. There's the opposite answer. He is one of theirs. It worked out. Yeah, there's your one. Steve Spurrier, he's a Gator. That worked out. We can point these out. Yeah, we can point them out. Having the sentence of, we got one of ours, we got a true State U fan, is the most ridiculous reason to hire somebody. Where somebody went should be the last reason to bring somebody in as the head coach at any school. If it just so happens they're going to be really good and they also went there, so be it, Kirby Smart. So be it. But that should not be one of the top 100 items that you need on your checklist to go get somebody to coach up your school in whatever sport. That is not the reason. So I'm glad Irish Bill brought that up. I concur with that. I'm open-minded to Mark Pope. Maybe he wins. Maybe he wins. Brad was talking about it Friday on the show, and he said he thinks X's and O's are going to be better. And some may say, well, Bill, that's not a that's not a real high mark to achieve with, but it's going to be about two things. Obviously, his coaching as a bench coach, game time bench coach, but also assembling personnel. You can cover up coaching more in basketball than you can football. Dudes can overcome average to poor coaching in basketball more than they can in football. Now, again, I'm not saying Mark Pope's going to be that, but Tom in Myrtle Beach, who was at the Buckeye spring game, Brad was there, a lot of you folks. I think Buckeye Brenda and family, they went. Her and her hubby, they went. Said, Tom, I promised I wouldn't report on the spring game, but I think the reason the quarterback struggled is because the defense is so good. Seems like there was an interception every other play. I think that's probably a fair statement. Let me put it this way. I'd rather the defense be ahead in the spring. If this defense, which the last 2 years has improved tremendously for the Buckeyes under Coach Jim Knowles. Let's put it this way. If that offense dominated in the spring game, either the defense is living a big lie or something's wrong, right? I do think that defense is going to be very stout. I think that's fair. Now, how the quarterback situation plays out, I think is still unclear. But I'm not going to go there based on a poor spring game. Is Devin Brown, is Will Howard, Julian Sayin, whoever, gonna be superb? We'll see. Josh just said, Bill, Nicky is gonna be the next head coach at Kent State because he's one of them. Yeah, they got him one. We got our guy. He's one of us, y'all. I don't know how deep my pet peeve list goes. I don't think it's actually that deep, but that's one of them. Yeah, we got one of our guys. Okay, what does that possibly have to mean with winning a ball game? Let me ask you this: once you get into a ball game, football game, basketball, baseball, you think because he went to your school, he's going to win more games? How does that possibly translate to on the field winning? It doesn't. No Kev up in Chicago, I think's been in the Caribbean or something, right? Said, Bill, checking in. Sorry if it's already been asked before. Bigger surprise when a player stays or enters the portal. Well, I don't know that any of it's a big surprise. That's a good question, but I think we're so now used to this frenzied environment that I'm not surprised, because there's different angles. You can get in the portal and you're absolutely going to leave for whatever reason. Maybe it's playing time, depth chart, maybe it's homesickness, maybe it's something more personal. Could be any reason. You may be in the portal to show the school you're not bleeping around. You guys are not paying me enough, and you don't think I'll leave. Well, here I am. Because we've seen players hit the portal and then stay, and usually that means things get worked out, right? Okay. We understand, and we're willing to improve the bag. We're willing to beef up the bag for you a little bit more. Now, sometimes you make that threat by jumping in the portal, then you're on your own. Here's the other element of the portal. How many players have really thought this out? I still think that we have a lot of players out there under this illusion that the portal is some magic carpet to the next incredible place. And that's not necessarily true. How many players have the power to wield in the portal? We only hear about the ones that everybody wants, and they're going to visit these schools, and they're going to take their time. And okay, those folks, they've got some power. They're wanted, and they can leverage things. What we don't hear about is the overwhelming number of players that think they have leverage, think they have power, and they don't. And they don't. And I wish Lugs texted or tweeted something this morning, Tom Luginbill. And it was along those lines. He said, today is the day where you are able to officially get in the portal. I hope you think this out or have thought this out clearly before making your move. Because a number of you will be in the portal and you will have given up a scholarship and have entered the abyss. I still want to see percentages of the players that we really don't hear much about that go in the portal and then find out there is no home. And also remember, the school that you left does not have to take you back. They're not obligated. Once you're gone, you're gone. Now, they may want you back in some cases, but they are not obligated to facilitate your feelings if you want to come back. We are not feelings facilitators. We are about winning ball games. Your feelings need to be checked at the door. We are not the feelings police. Sorry about that. Richard in the 478 says, Bill, have a super week. Top of the morning to you. That's on the text line, which is 615-844-5600. Yes, sir. Richard, appreciate that. You too. You too. Let me see if I can find this from Luke's. I'm not going to look long, but I thought I saw somewhere where Luke's tweeted that. And if not, I can find it later. Yeah, I can find it later. No, okay, here it is. No, I found it. I did. Here's Luke's. Dear college football player, today you are permitted to enter the transfer portal unless you have been tampered with or have a large sample size. Forbidden on the show there. Sample size. Verboten. Or have a large sample size of college production. I hope you've thought long and hard before you enter the portal. I hope you've done the math and truly cherish the value of a scholarship. The grass is not always greener. I think that's well put. Josh says, Bill, Jeremiah Smith, greater sign than Devontae Smith. Bill, I said what I said. Well, Smitty, the Bama version of Smitty, has a Heisman and a true freshman national championship game-winning catch. So the resumes are not fairly compared yet. Now, I think Jeremiah Smith's going to be an absolute beast. I do, but, and we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I think both are dudes. One's just at a different part of his ascension than the other one. But I think both are dudes. And yes, Josh, I do see your Council Bluffs game. I am going to get to that. I'm going to get to it. He posted it Friday, and he's right. We did not have the space to get to it. But we do this morning. Monday is all about extemporaneous long-form Arena of Ideas radio. Bill, Jeremiah Smith, greater sign, Devontae Smith. Bill, I said what I said. He's going to be a dude. He is a dude already. And I think he makes plays for them this year. I do. Mike Matthews had a good spring game for Tennessee. Now, I didn't have much of it on, so I didn't really calculate much. But is Heupel actually going to play a young guy? A wide receiver? I do not understand. Now, last year they were limited, and it's kind of hard to come in and play like Tillman and Hyatt did there. I will admit that. That's having two guys like that together, that's not common. Both five-run grand slam hitters in football terms. But I don't think they played their best player at all last year, and our best players from time to time. I hope they do this year at wide receiver. Hope so. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I think the reason Ohio State fans are worried is it feels like deja vu of last year. Good defense, good running backs, wide receivers, but we have no clue what we have at quarterback or how good we're going to be on the offensive line. I think that's fair. I think that's very fair. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Wrapping up this wreck downtown on 40 westbound at Demumbrium, just past Demumbrium here at Broadway. They were pushing a vehicle out of the way a few minutes ago on Briley Parkway at Whites Creek Pike. It's pretty busy now, right on schedule 24 west out of Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, as you come up through Antioch. It's also cranking up now through the Mount Juliet area. Watch for some radar out in that section of Wilson County on I-40 this morning. A 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee, Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Veterans Restoration is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Veterans Restoration, serving Middle Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. For residential or commercial, fire, water, or storm damage restoration, give the pros a call today at 615-838-8407. 615-838-8407. That's Veterans Restoration. They're professionals who care.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
All this has been great so far for Rand Carthon. Like, this offseason has been a really good offseason for the Titans. I mean, they really have knocked it out of the park here in the last week, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, this trade, obviously landing Cushenberry.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done really has been really good.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
The Bill King Show, originating live from downtown Music City from the Strike and Spare Studios. Call or text the studio now at 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Balls of steel in hour three. Just hold back on that a little bit. Steven down in Hawkinsville, Georgia. Bill, how long before colleges make players sign contracts saying they have to stay at least 3 years and have to play in bowl games, etc.? If the player leaves for the transfer portal / free agency, then they have to pay to get out of the contract. I'd say by the time we get, and I'm admittedly allowing a little extra time here. I'd say by the time we get to 2026, which is the 14-team playoff, and the new playoff contract, the media agreement, that whatever the structure morphs into, for example, what Steven was just talking about, is in place. By 2026, and again, I circled that because of the calendar. It's not just a random date. It's, okay, we're going to 14 teams. We're going to be at 14 teams. And on top of that, the new media deal kicks in for the playoff. And let's go ahead and jump in here. I think we'll know the outcome of the ACC versus Clemson and Florida State and where they're going. That gives us a couple of years, a little wiggle room there, little room to move around, if you will. But I think what Steven's talking about, the structure of rosters, the money will be coming directly from the colleges at that point, and the contract structure will be in place. And maybe it's the way Steven listed it there or worded it there. Bill, players sign contracts saying they have to stay at least 3 years and have to play on through the bowl game and all that. I would guess all that will be in place over the next couple of years. We need to remember that right now the SEC and the B1G are in a power grab mode. And why not? If you've got the power, go ahead. It's not their job. Let's use this term again. It's not their job to be the feelings police. And that's why that article that was written a couple of weeks ago, that psychobabble article about 100 teams, 10-team divisions and all this, might have been the most lunatic fringe thing I've ever read. You think the SEC would agree to that garbage? Why would you hand over the keys to the power in the name of that psychobabble article that was written? Why? Well, hey, you know, you're right. I don't need this power. You guys take it. Let's be the feelings police. I don't think so. I don't see that happening. Sam Dog down in Middle Georgia, Bill. My boy Eli, and I've met Sam Dog and his son. Eli had senior pictures yesterday. He is part of a new high school diploma with my college in place of other classes he's taking, 5 welding classes. He graduates May 3rd and will complete the rest of his welding classes the following year. 16 years old right now. You need to get in touch with Tom from Myrtle Beach, who's got his own company. Yeah, Sam Dog, you need to meet Tom. I don't know. You may already know him. A lot of people know Tom, but you need to meet Tom. If for no other reason, just advice, career advice, because Tom's got his company, which is called Elvis Welding. Somebody, we're going to have to send Tom an invoice for that. But no, kidding. Yeah, he's got a company, a very well-established, successful company, based out of Myrtle Beach. Yes, Sam Dog, you need to get Tom is, he's the dude. 614 Rob, Bill, doesn't Kentucky basketball have a enormous NIL war chest? Shouldn't getting talent be the least of the challenges for Pope? I would think that on-the-court coaching is where he can make a difference if that's his strength. Kentucky, here's my understanding. Yes, Kentucky's got money. They got a lot of money. Think about the resources you have in that state, with whether it's the thoroughbred business, racing, or whether it's the whiskey bourbon business. There is crazy money there. Apparently, through the years, and certainly in this NIL era, Cal's relationships had eroded. And according to Cal, he was going out and raising the money himself. Apparently, the relationships had soured tremendously. And he did not have the support, the money support, that you would want. Now, 614 Rob up in Ohio's right. I think Mark Pope has that support. Let me back that up. I know he's got that support. They wouldn't be bringing him in.
Good morning. It's really starting to crank up now with more volume as we start it live 24 westbound at 840 out here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville and through the Antioch area. And it's starting to get pretty crowded, not only there, but also on Vietnam Vets as you come through Hendersonville, working your way towards Conference Drive. Radar earlier out there on I-40 and parts of the Mount Juliet area, Wilson County. Be careful. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to treat your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop! Swiffer Power Mop!
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
It's JB and the General.
You're 6'9" for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was...
I think I saw a little bit of his workout. It looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at 5, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at 7, but apparently he's not making it past number 5.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Alan in Tampa. Bill, I was not at the Ohio State spring pajama party. Quarterbacks look bad because they are built. I may have to steal the pajama party thing. I may have to do that. That's pretty good. He didn't even say Ohio State. He said, I was not at the Ohio spring pajama party. Quarterbacks look bad because they are bad, Bill. Josh up in Picktown, Ohio. Bill, welders. Hey, Sam Dog, more for you here. Welders for shipbuilding companies make stupid money. I bet. Yeah, I bet. Time in Myrtle Beach. Sam Dog, more for you. If Sam Dog's son likes golf, the beach, and isn't afraid of heights, send him my way after he graduates. I met Sam Dog in Macon 2 years ago when you signed his son's phone. Yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot all about that. So Sam Dog's son, who was there, got to meet him, Eli, said, Bill, I want you to sign my cell phone, which I did. Here's what I need to know. Is that signature either, has he gotten rid of the phone, or is the signature smudged off, smeared off on there? Or is it still there? Yes, I signed a cell phone. I did. I was proud to do it. It was a happy moment, very happy moment. No Kev up in Chicago. Bill, I saw a video a few months ago from a lower division team. 140 on the roster. 36 are former D1 portal guys. Got to find a place to play, man. You got to find a place to play. Or give it up. You got one of two choices there. But I think that Lugs is dead on. We're going to have, and I don't know what the percentages are, but we're going to have people today jump in the portal and really think that this is some magic elixir to their future and find out that their personal opinion of their abilities does not match what the true judges think. Now, we'll have others that have plenty of places to go to. But those are the only stories we see. You think anybody at any of these services is going to write a story about all these guys over here at various schools who don't have a place to go? Is that one that's going to get a whole lot of eyeballs on it? I do think it'd be interesting. I'll give you that. I do think that would be very interesting. Balls of Steel nominations, hour number three. On this Monday edition, hope you had a fantastic weekend. I think I was doing what everybody else was doing. I had on mainly college baseball. Yeah, I had mainly college baseball on. I had, LSU, Tennessee. Had Vandy, A&M. Alabama won two against the top-ranked program right now. Arkansas won two of three. Ole Miss won the series, the Egg Bowl baseball series, won two of three. Kentucky continues to be a baseball school. Kentucky's got one loss. I believe we're halfway in the intra-league play across America. They've got one league loss. You know what happens this next weekend, y'all? Tony Vols in Lexington. That's right. That's right. You think when Tennessee went out and got Tony Vols, they thought, you know, we really ought to get one of ours. Tony Vols went to Missouri. Blink Jarrett is a Florida State guy. That worked out. That worked out. But that is never the reason to go get a coach. That should not even be part. Matter of fact, we need to put this on the verboten list. Now, it's lengthy. Verboten list ought to be just one word. But the idea that where you went should matter when hiring a coach. Folks, if I happen to be in charge of hiring and the best guy out there to go get didn't even play the sport, I'd hire him. I don't care. Jed Fish didn't play football. Played tennis. Got hired by UW. Did a very good job. Remember Jed Fish? He came down to Gainesville from up east to go to college to simply bug the heck out of Steve Spurrier until he would give him something to do. That was his career destination. You think Charlie Weiss, where did Charlie Weiss play college football? Do you remember? Now Charlie fizzled out there, but not saying that's the best, the best example might not be. All right. We will take the break and continue on hour two. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Omni Nashville Hotel.